Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the session on clustering SQL Server 2008 using Hyper-V. My name is Bal Mukund, and I work as Senior Support Engineer for SQL Support Team at Microsoft based out of Bangalore. Here's our team blog, that is http://blogs.msdn.com/SQL Server FAQ. Here you'll find lots of information about the problem reported by our customers and their solutions. The agenda for today's session is to create Hyper-V machines, create domain controller, and a two-node Windows 2008 cluster. I'm going to show you a demo of adding iSCSI drive, installing Windows 2008 cluster, and install SQL 2008 cluster if time permits. Now, please note, this talk assumes that you have a basic understanding of Hyper-V and networking. If not, you can always refer to our team blog, which I referred earlier, and get step-by-step document. It is under progress. I am working towards writing next part of the series. We are using guest clustering here for the demo purpose, which means that both the nodes, which are node 1 and node 2, are residing on the same physical machine, which is called as host. So what do we need to make this work? First and very important, you need a Windows 2008 machine with Hyper-V role enabled. You need three virtual hard disks, one for each virtual machine. We need iSCSI target software. This is available for MSDN customers. They can download from msdn.microsoft.com using their subscription. And we also need iSCSI initiator software, which is built into Windows Server 2008. Once you have this, you also need lots of patience. So what we'll achieve once we finish this whole exercise? You will have one domain controller. I am going to call it as win2k8mydc. Two machines, win2k8my node 1, win2k8my node 2. Both will have iSCSI initiator software. We have to set up a heartbeat network between these two. We also need to have a storage, iSCSI storage, which I'm going to use win2k8mydc as the storage system. Now please note, you can also use a fourth machine if you have enough storage to just have the SAN attached to it. In my case, to save the space, I have used domain controller to host the SAN. Once this is done, we'll install Windows cluster and SQL clustering if time permits. Let's move on. So first thing, whenever you're creating Hyper-V machines, you need to have the network, you need to have the images, which is VSD. For my demo purpose, I have downloaded images from MSDN and activated them using my product keys. If you are doing this, please make sure that before attaching the images to Hyper-V, you make a copy of it and then attach them one by one. If you fail to do so, you will have problems later when you are doing Windows clustering. To download the evaluation version, you can search for Windows Server 2008 R2 Evaluation Virtual Hard Drive Images for Hyper-V 180 days on download.microsoft.com, and you'll get a VHD, which I have used to install Windows clustering. Now, I will just show you a few screenshots to make the things clear. So what I did is I created folder structure for one folder for each virtual machine. So as you can see, I have win2k8mydc, win2k8mynode1, win2k8mynode2. I also created a folder called shared disks where I'm going to keep my SAN drive. Once you have copied all the VHDs over here, you have to attach them to the Hyper-V, but even before that, you have to create virtual networks. So here we have to create two types of networks. One is internal network and one is the private network. Now, internet work is basically used to communicate from the host machine to the guest machine. Please note that we have to choose internal only when doing internal network setting. The next one, which is going to be our private VM network. So if you really look at the difference between these two, is basically the checkbox which is checked over here. This is what I am talking about. Alright, so once you have created both the networks, you have to attach the VHDs into the Hyper-V. So first I'm going to attach my domain controller. So I have to go to my Hyper-V manager, go to new virtual machine and provide the details. Now I'm not going to show you all the screens because we have a very short amount of time. Important thing to note here is on the screen of configure networking, you have to choose private VM network. Once this is done, so this is the last screen, which is kind of summary. I have given 1 GB of RAM to this. The network is private VM network, and if you look at the hard disk VHD, it is going to the one of the folder which is for my DC. I have to follow the same thing and do a networking for, we have to attach both the nodes, Win2Gate my node 1, Win2Gate my node 2. Once all are attached, the next step would be to rename the machine to have the name which we need. So first time when you attach the machine to the Hyper-V, since they are sysprepped images, they are going to get a random name. So you have to rename all three machines to the name which we need. We also have to provide the IP addresses to the NIC cards which are there on the machines. Once you have all three machines ready, you have to log in to the domain controller, which is not yet a domain controller, and run a command called DC promo. Once you do that, you can easily go through the steps. It is as simple as next finish, and this machine will become a domain controller. Once DC is created, you have to join both the machines to the network. So this is what I should get once my domain is ready and my machines are ready. So this is basically a screenshot taken from my node 1. If you look at the details here, which we want is the node name, the domain name, the IP address. This is the IP which I've given for my domain network. I also have two more network which I have. This is a part of the private VM network, and this is the part of internal network which will be used to do a host to guest communication. Alright, same thing is there for node 2. So if you really look here, the difference is the name of the node, domain is same, the IP is different. For simplicity, I've given the IP in the same range 2 and 3. Now if you look at the domain controller, it will be like this. So if you look at blakhani.com is my domain name which I have created. The DC IP is 192.1.1.1. Node 1 has IP of .2, node 3 has IP of .3. Once this is done, you are done with the networking part of it, and the next step would be to go ahead and create the shared storage. As I said earlier, I am using domain controller for my storage purpose. You can also use a fourth machine if you have space. If you are using Windows 2008 storage server, then iSCSI can be downloaded from MSDN. So first step is to create and add the drive on the storage server, which in my case is the domain controller. So all I have to do is first create a virtual hard disk. It's pretty simple. Right click, new hard disk. Once you do that, this is the quick summary of the hard disk which I'm going to create. As you can see, I am keeping them into a folder. I'm not sure how clear it is, but the location which I have pointed here is basically F shared disk. I've given size as 80 GB because I'm going to create multiple LANs out of it. Once the disk is created, you have to attach it to the domain controller. For that, you have to turn off the domain controller because few settings cannot be changed if the machine is on. So as you can see, the state is off. For REST 2, it is running. Once that is done, go to setting, and you have to first add a hardware, which will be a iSCSI controller. And here, you have to give the VHD path, which I created in the previous step. Now remember, the controller is going to be iSCSI controller, as you can see here. And the path of the virtual hard disk would be my F shared disk and the VHD name. My apologies if the images are not very clear. These images are basically taken from our team blog. So if you anytime want to refer, you can always look back to the more clear image on our team blog. Alright, once this is done, we have to create the LANs out of it. So I have 80 GB hard disk which I created, and I have created multiple LANs out of it. And I am going to show you how to expose them to the nodes. Alright. Next step is to create a Windows cluster. We have to make sure that the disks are formatted and we have same drive letter given on both the nodes. So this is how your iSCSI target would look like. I will have a demo coming up in the next slide where I'll be showing the iSCSI related settings. So let's get started and have a look at the first demo. So this is basically my host machine which has Hyper-V installed. As you can see, I have three nodes running here. Two are nodes, one is domain controller. These are the connections. This is domain controller, as you can see here. This is my domain controller. This is my node 1, and this is my node 2. Alright, let me go to my storage server, which is my domain controller, and go to Microsoft iSCSI target software. Now, if you remember, the drive which we have given is basically this S drive, which I created as a SAN and attached it to the domain controller. These all I have created before the demo. If you want to create a new one, all you need to do is right click on the devices, create virtual disk. It is going to ask you how much space you want and what is the size you want to give. So I'm going to keep it on S drive, and let me call it as a new drive, which is, let's say, O drive. I think I already have O drive, my bad. So let me take LMNOP, P drive. Okay, P is better. P drive. Next. Not bad. VSD should be. Let me do this. Let me pick up an existing one and just change the drive letter here. There you go. Next. So out of 80, I have consumed around 30 odd, and I am left with 50. So I'm going to create a drive with 10 GB, which will be 10240. Description I'm going to give as my session. I'm not going to add the target at this point, we'll do it later. So let's finish this. As you can see, I have a virtual hard disk which is sitting idle, not accessed by any node. Now, I already have created two targets. Whenever you want to create, you can create iSCSI target, give a name to it, and that's it. Now, important thing to note here is, before even you come to the screen, you have to make sure that iSCSI service is running on my node 1 and my node 2. To do that, you simply have to go to start, go to iSCSI initiator. It will give you a warning if it is not running to start the service. Alright, so these are the disk I already have. Today I'm going to add one more existing disk. As you can see, this is the new disk, which is ideal. I will say OK, so I can see my session disk coming up here. Go to Node 2, right click, add existing disk, again choose 5 and say OK. Now if you go here, you can see my session is being should be accessed by Node 2 and Node 1. So now let me go to Node 2, or rather let me go to Node 1 first. Here I have to open iSCSI Initiator. I can always refresh this and get the target which is exposed to me. So if you see, really look at the name will clearly tell you that this is target for me. As you can see here in this name, it is having my DC and my node 1. Alright, so now I have to connect. That's it. I can enable MPIO multipath if I want. For now, I'll just say OK. Once I say connected, if you really look at disk management, you should see the new disks coming up here. Now, I have already given the name in my previous test which I was doing. Only thing which you new here is basically 10 GB disk which I've given a minute back. So I'm not going to do much here. Now let me quickly go to Node 2, launch initiator, connect to it. Okay, connected now. Close it. Open disk management. And you should see all the drives coming here. For the new drive for my session, I can always say bring it online. And then I can say initialize the disk with the default value. And then create a simple volume. And I'm going to give whole space here and give the name as P drive. So that will make this disk P coming up over here. I can also do the same thing on node 1. Let me go to node 1 and follow the same thing. Online. I have to refresh it basically because the letter is given on the other node, so it should pick up from there. There you go. Now I have not yet formatted it on any node, it is still formatting. So once this will be done, I should be able to see it coming up here. Now remember, the drive letter is given as E, starts with E. So once this is done, you may want to change the drive letter on both the nodes. Alright. So it is formatted. So let me come back here and just refresh this. Okay. Now as you can see, E colon is the letter. So I have to change the letter, change it and call it as P to make sure it is same on both the nodes. A warning, continue, that's all. Now I have disk P shown up on node 1 and node 2. Now if you recall it, that is basically a part of a big 80 GB drive which I have created and attached to the storage server, in this case domain controller. Alright, so this was a quick demo about the iSCSI. As you can see, I can see the drive here on my node 1. Node 1 has the drive. I can also do the same thing on node 2. If I go to node 2, computer, P drive is over here. Alright, so this was a quick demo about exposing iSCSI disk from a storage server by creating LUN and attaching it to the nodes. Let's get back to the slide. So as you can see, this is going to be the status check basically. So you should see the nodes having all the drive, node 1 and node 2. Alright. Now, next step is to create a Windows cluster. And you'll be amazed to see how easy it is. So let me go over to node 1 over here and open Failover Cluster Manager. Alright, so here I can go ahead and validate a cluster. I will not do it because it will take a lot of time. I've already done the validation, so this time I'm just going to create a cluster. Welcome screen, here I have to give the server name. So I'm going to give win2k8 my node 1. Add, so it is going to validate it and bring me back the FQDN, which will be machine name dot domain name. There it is. I can add node 2. Since I'm creating two node cluster, I have to give both the names here. Alright, once this is done, I have to give a cluster name, so I'm going to call it as my session cluster. An IP address, let me choose as 5, hope it is free. Oh, it says the name is becoming longer, so it will truncate it. Let me go back and call it as my win cluster. So this is fine, this is just a confirmation. Yeah, hit next and it should not take much time to complete the cluster setup. Alright, now this cluster hardly should take 2 minutes to bring it online. Now if you really look at it, it is trying to bring the disks online. Once all the disks are online, it will bring the cluster resource online, and that should be it. Alright, there we are. Click on finish, and if you see here, I will go to cluster core resources over here, and as you can see, I have a cluster created with this IP, this name is over here, and a disk, which is disk S, taken. And now, if I expand the cluster, I will see all the disk over here is in storage. Cluster disk 3 is selected as quorum. This can be changed later, and there are so many resources on the internet to find out how to do it. So I'm not going to spend much time over there. So as I can see, I have all the storage here. Alright. Now if I go to my node 1, here I'm seeing all the drive. Now what do you expect to see in node 2? Alright. Nothing. And the reason is, since it is owned by, if you look at the flash management, it is owned by node 1. So node 2 will not have these drives. If you do a failover, it will go to node 2. That is the basic cluster terminology. Alright, so all are looking good here. Let's go ahead and move on to SQL cluster steps. Now to install SQL cluster, we have to download, or if you already have the full version purchased, you can burn the image or ISO format to attach it to the Hyper-V or mount it to Hyper-V. I have downloaded the evaluation version from download.microsoft.com. Now next screen is going to show you all the steps, screens, which will be displayed to you when you install cluster. So first you have to install .NET framework if not installed. To do this, you have to go to server manager on the server, any of the node, go to add features and choose .NET framework 3.5.1. Once this is installed, you have to put the DVD in and launch setup.exe. Now here, if you're doing a cluster, you have to choose this option, which is a new SQL Server failover cluster installation. In 2008, the setup is a bit different from the previous version. You have to run add node on rest of the node of the cluster. So if you are doing a, first you have to do a create a cluster, which is new installation, and rest of the nodes you are going to do a add node, which is this option. Alright, so once you click on the new installation, it will show you the support tool installation, it will ask you the product key. If it is a purchased version, you will have a product key embedded in it. Since mine is a free version, I don't have product key, let's assume, and I'm going to install enterprise evaluation. Then I will be getting license terms. So basically all we are doing here is just hitting next, frankly. Nothing much is required here. Here, get install option, install it. Now we have to choose what are the things we want to install in the next screen. So here, I have selected to install only database services and management tools basic and complete. These are the feature of Management Studio to connect to SQL. You can also install the tool which you need. Just to save some time, I have selected lesser components. Alright, so once this screen is done, next screen will be presented to you. It will ask the name of the SQL which you wish to have. Here I have given the name as SQL 2K8 cluster. This is the network name. If I want to have a named instance, I can choose this checkbox and give a name here. So assume I'm going to have a default instance, I just have to give the network name. Then I have to choose a group name. Since I do not have any group, setup is going to create a group called SQL Server, MS SQL Server automatically. Here I can choose the disk which I need. I have given the IP address as 192.1.1.10 and subnet mask. So these are basically all the domain network. Next screen will ask you service seed. You have to give the account name. Now please note, for simplification, I have used a domain admin account. You are not supposed to use this account in production. This is only for simplification. I have used the account which is my domain admin account. Please do not use domain admin on your production. Alright, then account provisioning. You can use the account which you want to add as sysadmin, and then it will show you the quick summary about it. What all you selected, how you're going to install it, and then it will start the installation. Once this is done, now you may expect to have a complete screen, which I did not do it. I just cancelled it because I would like you to do some homework and make a SQL cluster at your home. So with this, I am almost on time. So thank you for attending this session. If you have any questions or feedback, you can either post an email to me or visit my blog and leave a comment there. You can also visit our team blog, where, as I said, I am writing a series on the same session which I delivered today. I have already done two parts of it. Probably three parts will come more, and I am actively working on it. With this, thank you very much again. Thanks for your time.